The St. Louis suburb of Ferguson is reeling today. On Saturday, a police officer shot and killed an 18-year-old African-American man who was set to start college this week. A march yesterday to protest the shooting ended in riots that destroyed one business and left at least a dozen others damaged. More than 30 people were arrested. And now the FBI says it's investigating the police shooting. Rachel Lipman of St. Louis Public Radio has more.
Mike Jacob and his employees spent Monday morning sawing plywood to cover the windows of a store, Sam's Meat Market. Last night, the looters took liquor, cigars, and even the safe.
There's a lot of damage. It's a lot.
Jacob's store is about a mile from the apartment complex where Michael Brown was shot and killed over the weekend. Police say Brown and another individual allegedly assaulted the officer as he was trying to get out of his police car. A struggle for the officer's gun ensued. Police say one shot was fired inside the vehicle, but Brown was killed outside. A peaceful candlelight vigil and march disintegrated into violence and looting. But business owner Mike Jacob harbors no ill will toward the community.
I think the people that want to do the damage inside the store, I try to see in the TV, is not our customer, you know. 100% is not our customer. The community here is very good, smart people and good people.
Ferguson Police Chief Thomas Jackson also suggested the looters were not from Ferguson.
There were a whole lot of other people who were there they were not going to be satisfied with peaceful protests. So what we ended up with is the peaceful protesters, which is pretty much this group here, leaving or dispersing, and what we were left with was a pretty violent crowd.
Jackson is standing outside the Ferguson Police Department, where a third day of protests over the Michael Brown shooting was underway.
Don't shoot!
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
Monica Timmons is among the 60 or so protesters who came out to demand that the Ferguson police identify the officer involved in the shooting. They want him charged with murder.
I don't have kids, and this is why. I do not want to be scared to have a son in America. Like, ain't you scared to have one? You know, like, let's be real. You know, what do our sons got to look forward to? You want to bring a son to this so he can get killed? No.
Others in the crowd targeted their anger at Ferguson's mayor, demanding more black officers on the force. Currently, there's only a handful in a city that is majority African American. Police in riot gear kept a close eye on the boisterous crowd, and that's what most upset Montega Simmons.
So what we're seeing now is a police response to people who weren't even involved in any looting or any other acts of violence. And that's just increasing the tension, and actually it's making people feel less safe. People are out here because they don't feel safe. They're seeing young people killed for no reason.
But despite everything, Simmons says people are at least starting to listen.
So we're really trying to gather the energy to a place where we can actually begin to have conversations, not just with each other, but have conversations with the city about doing something different. We can't go back to business as usual.
Protesters are scheduled to gather tomorrow at the office of Bob McCullough, the prosecuting attorney in St. Louis County. Thomas Jackson, the Ferguson police chief, says he's hoping for a quiet night, but says his officers are ready if it's not. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Lipman in St. Louis.